I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Hundreds of UVM Medical Center nurses began a two-day strike this morning demanding higher wages as part of contract negotiations. The hospital has brought in about 600 temporary nurses to work during the strike. This afternoon, hospital president Eileen Whalen said she was pleased with how the transition has gone. Whalen said everything has been running smoothly aside from some challenges handing off patient records.
Some of the handoffs took longer than expected, but all nurses were in place in very short order.
Nurses picketing outside the hospital say they're disappointed the administration has not agreed to proposals addressing patient safety, nurse-patient ratios, and the retention and recruitment of new nurses. They plan a second day of picketing on Friday afternoon. The man who used EB-5 projects in the Northeast Kingdom to orchestrate one of the biggest frauds in state history has settled a civil suit brought by the state of Vermont. Ariel Quiros has agreed to pay $2 million in exchange for the dismissal of civil charges filed by the state in 2016. Attorney General T.J. Donovan says Quiros will pay the money by handing over five properties he still owns in Vermont.
Those will be turned over to the state, they will be liquidated, and that money will be earmarked for economic development in the Northeast Kingdom.
Federal authorities say Quiros used a Ponzi scheme to defraud foreign investors of more than $200 million. Quiros' CEO, Bill Stenger, also settled his civil case with the state, agreeing to pay $100,000 to the city of Newport. Last year, Quiros agreed to pay $80 million to settle federal civil charges. And Donovan says the federal government is also conducting a criminal investigation into Quiros' activities. Attorney General T.J. Donovan says an investigation into alleged Medicaid fraud at the Brattleboro retreat is complete. Donovan will talk about the outcome of the criminal investigation on Monday. Former Attorney General Bill Sorrell opened the probe in 2015 following fraud allegations from a former employee. After failing to have his charges considered in court, that employee went on to the state auditor, who requested the Attorney General's office look into the matter. And the Vermont State Fair has rejected a proposal for what would have been the event's first gun show. Rutland County's Agricultural Society president told the Rutland Herald on Wednesday that officials voted against the gun show after initial talks with a New York gun dealer. But fair officials say the event will continue to have two vendors selling knives. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, a few evening clouds east, then mostly clear, lows in the 50s, some upper 40s northeast. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.